right, hallelujah. Let's turn to Acts chapter 10. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's turn to verse number 38. And it reads, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now the anointing that was upon Jesus was something that the Bible says, and when we look at the word anointing, it means to smear on or to rub. Like if you go and get your massage and they smear that oil on you, or they smear some cream on you and they rub it in, they rub it in, they rub it in. Why? Because they're going to moisten that thing. And the Bible says that the anointing, the presence of God, the anointing is a hands-on thing. In other words, God's hand was upon Jesus. The anointing is not the Holy Ghost. He is a person. He is a person. It's important to understand that. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, the anointing is not the Holy Spirit. It's not. Now, he may bring an anointing. Hallelujah. When we yield, he brings those things and covers us, anoints us, smears us with healing power, or smears you with the ability or the power to do something. To be able to, in this case, he anointed and smeared on Jesus power. Amen. He said, power for what? Power to heal. Power to deliver. Amen. It says here, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit was not the anointing, because how could you anoint something? The anointing is not the Holy Spirit. He anointed him with the Holy Spirit, who is our what? Helper, the comforter, the strengthener, the intercessor, one that stands by us. He doesn't leave us, but he guides us and leads us into all truth. In other words, God said, I'm going to take him, hallelujah, and place him on Jesus. It's a hands-on thing. I'm going to let him be in Jesus. Yes, he's a person. And yes, the Holy Spirit was in him. Hallelujah. That's right. That's what he anointed him with. And they went and with power. Now see, a lot of times we think, well, the Holy Spirit, he's also not power. He has power, but he is a person. Hallelujah. A lot of times we forget that. We think, well, oh, Holy Spirit, you know, but he is a person. We need to talk to him. Spend some time with him. Yeah, he'll help you. He'll strengthen you. But if we don't realize that he wants to help us and we don't treat him like a person, how are you going to get to know him? Treat him like he's real, like he's with you, which he is. He's in us. And not to ignore him, but to say, yes, he is with me. Just like he was with Jesus and anointed, brought an anointing. God anointed Jesus. He anointed you with the Holy Spirit and with power. How many know when you were born again, you were changed, right? We got a new nature. Who changed that nature in the inside of you? Was it you? Did you change that nature? No. We simply acted upon the Word of God, believed, and the Holy Spirit came and changed that nature. He came with what? With power. Because it takes a little bit of power to change you and I, amen, from darkness to light. In other words, He is the one that came. He is the person of God that brought that nature. Whew, ripped out the old nature, said, boom, you got a new one. You are changed. You are birthed from your Father above. And He came and bore witness with us that we're a son of God, a child of God. He's not that power, but He brought that power. Amen. Just like God. See, God is what omnipotent, all powerful. He has all power, and everybody knows He can do anything. There's not any place that's too hard. Many times in the New Testament, it looked like it was too late. But it was never too late for Jesus. It was never too late for God. It was not too far gone. Even when it looked like they're going to die, or they did die, God still came on the scene. Every time. Every time. But they still came to Jesus. They come to tell Him, don't bother the Master, they already died, don't worry about it, Jesus says, only believe. Only believe. Because He was anointed. Amen. With power. Hallelujah. With the Holy Spirit and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. It says, for God was with him. Now we can see here, obviously, sickness and disease was the oppression of the devil. Satan is the oppressor. Oppression means to exercise hard control over. Like if you're trying to keep someone under. You know, you ever see that? You know, they're trying to control everything. They're trying to hold their thumb over you to make you do certain things. In other words, it's kind of like, well, maybe it's not a threat, but if you don't do that, we're not going to give you your paycheck, or you don't get this freedom. Amen. Trying to exercise hard control over. And Jesus went about doing good and healing all of that oppression, all of the sickness, all the power of the enemy, because He was anointed by the Holy Spirit, it says, with the Holy Spirit. He was fully filled, fully clothed, fully armed with the Holy Spirit. God rubbed him in there. God put him on every part of Jesus. Are you filled with every part of you with the Holy Spirit? Have you let God rub him in deep? Have you spent time with the person? Amen. He's the part of God that stays with you all the time. He said He will be in you forever. Over in John 16. Now, Hallelujah. Let's look at that. Let's look at John 16. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He is a person. And he's to be honored, and we must reverence him. And we must honor him. We honor you, Holy Spirit, tonight. Hallelujah. John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper or comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He's not going to leave. He's going to abide with us forever. It says, it goes on to say, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and Jesus said he will be in you. So here he's talking, and he's telling these that are here, I believe it's the, he's talking about them and talked to them right after he had said, don't be afraid, I'm going to prepare a place for you, a dwelling place for you, that where I am now, you may be also. And so Jesus is declaring, he says, hey, where I am, I'm going to leave. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I'm going to pray the Father, he's going to give you another helper, another comforter, another one just like myself who will abide with you forever. And not only to abide with you, he's going to be in you. Hallelujah. The world can't receive him because they don't see him or know him, but you know him because he's with you right now. Talking to them there, he said, but he is going to be in you. And that's our day when he comes in us. So if he is in you, he says he's going to do some things. He said, I will not leave you as orphans, but I'm going to come to you. Just a little bit longer, the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live with you. Because I live, you're going to live also. He said, because I'm alive unto the Father, you're going to be alive unto me. I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to live on the inside of you. The person of God himself. God didn't say, I'm going to entrust you to an angel. He didn't say, I'm going to entrust you to yourself. He said, no, I'm giving you the third person of the Godhead. He is a person. He's not just an anointing or a power or a force. He is a person. And the Holy Spirit wants us to trust him. God wants us to trust him. And because you're alive to him, you can trust him. Because he's with you. It says it right here. And you know him. You know him. Why? Because he's the one that bore witness with your spirit that you're a son of God. Romans 8, 16, he says, the Holy Spirit bears witness. What? That we're a child of God. That we're his son or daughter. That we belong to him. We're not alone. We're not orphans. He said, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm sending the comforter. I'm sending the helper. I'm sending the one that will walk with you and live in you. Not temporarily. He said, forever. Forever. Never to leave us. Never to forsake us. Hallelujah. Let's look over there. Acts chapter 8. Hallelujah. Okay, Holy Spirit, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. Verse 16 says, it is the Spirit Himself who bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God or the children of God. Hallelujah. You said, well, I knew that before I got here tonight. I understand that. And if we're children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him that we may also be glorified together. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that came. Like God said, He said, I'm going to send Him. And He is the person of the Godhead that will live in you. And He will guide you. He's going to lead you. What? Into all truth. I'm not leaving you as an orphan. I'm sending the very person of myself to live in you. To empower you to walk with me. I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. He said He's going to live there, not temporarily, not for a little while, but forever on the inside of you. See how God had anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. And here we see that the Holy Spirit was given and bears witness with us that we're God's son, His child, and that we are heirs of God. He said, and if children, then heirs. How many know what an heir is? That's someone that inherits something. And it says here, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. In other words, if we're walking with Him, if He's in there, which He is, the Holy Spirit, He bore witness that we're His sons and that we, He also bears witness that we're heirs. Heirs of God. In other words, everything that God is available to us. All that God has, all that He'll ever be, all powerful, all knowing. Hallelujah. Need a little direction, do you? He's in you. He's with you. He wants to guide you into all truth. And lead us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake, that He might be glorified. And how many of us are really looking to get God glorified from the inside of us so that all may see who He is? Or are we looking that they might see who I am? Or are we willing to say, no, I'm a son. I'm a child of God. I already know who I am. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I have all that God is on the inside of me. And I can walk with Him in power and in demonstration because He wants to be glorified. He wants to be honored in us. And He is honored when we are willing to acknowledge that there's a person with us and in us named the Holy Spirit. the very person of God, co-equal with God, co-equal with Christ, the same. Amen. All equal. And His part is walking with us, living in us, guiding us. And if we will acknowledge Him, if we will honor Him, if we will respect Him, we will say, Holy Spirit, thank You. Thank You, Father, for sending Him. Thank You that He lives in me. Things are going to start changing in your mind, in your heart, in your life. We talk a lot about praying in other tongues, and we should, because the Holy Spirit's our helper. But He also wants us to stop and just listen and reverence Him. Say, Holy Spirit, I know You're my friend. I'm not saying He's skittish. He's not afraid of you. He's not afraid of your stronghold. He's not afraid of your problem. He already knows it's there. He's trying to guide you through. But if we don't open our heart, if we don't say, oh, Holy Spirit, thank You. Treat Him like a real person. I need some help here. I don't understand the situation. I'd like You to guide me through. And sometimes we need to just sit and be silent before Him and listen. And you're pretty good at that, I know. Many of you have done that. But I'm not talking about just when you're right here. As we go about our day, are we saying, Holy Spirit? Acknowledging Him? See, it's one of the greatest things we have to do if we're going to walk with God. We're going to have to acknowledge Him. And sometimes we're walking right over Him because we're not being aware that He's with us. That's what the Lord said to me. We're not being aware, as we should be, that God's in me, that He is with me right now. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, am I inviting Him? Hey, Holy Spirit, want to go to the grocery store with me? So, well, that sounds kind of dumb. Well, it might, but it might be something you need for a while so that you can get used to Him being with you and acknowledge Him. Oh, just a minute. Let me clear the seat for you here. Thank You, Holy Spirit. I know You're in me, but You're also with me. Anything else? Any place else you want to go with me? Or that you want me to go? While I'm out and about? Yeah. I'd like you to go by this other store today. Well, I always go shop here. I know. I want you to go over there today. Well, what do you want me to go over there? Because there's somebody that I need You to touch. Amen. I will guide you. I will lead you. You say, well, how do you know that's true? I've had Him tell me. I've had Him lead me. I remember I was on my way to the bank, and there's two banks. I couldn't believe it, but there's one in the Walmart and there's one down the street. I just want to go the one down the street here because, you know, they were pretty close together actually, but I just wanted to go to the one down the street because it's not so busy. I just get in, get out. I'm going to get back to what I was doing. I was praying, actually. But I had to go to the bank and on the inside. Like Jesus said, I need to go through Samaria. Remember when he said that to his disciples? I need to go through Samaria. Well, Jesus, you're just saying we shouldn't go in there. And that was a few days ago. But now I need to go through Samaria. And it was, I need to go to Walmart Bank. I don't want to go to Walmart Bank. I don't feel like going to Walmart Bank. They always have a long line. Everything at Walmart has a long line. But the bank had a long line there a lot of times, and I thought, well, okay, we'll go there. And I'm on my way into the bank, and my attention was pulled over to a car who's playing very loud music. Certainly they're not interested in anything I have to say, Lord. But my attention is drawn there, and it's like, go over there and talk to that guy. Right. Okay, Lord, I'll try. You know? So I walk over to the car, and praise the Lord, he turned it down a little. Lo and behold, I just started talking to him a little bit, and he says, yeah, oh yeah, I received the Lord one time, yeah. I got this problem and that problem and the other and this other and this other. And the Lord just spoke to me. He said, ask him if he would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I said, okay. Would you like to be filled with the Holy Spirit? He said, well, I've heard about that. What's that all about? And this is like the least likely candidate I'm thinking in the whole lot. This has got to be the least likely person. But how many of you know God knows? God knows. And you know, it wasn't a few minutes and he was praying in other tongues. And he needed that. He's facing a very difficult time. And it's several things that were not going so good. I led him into a recommitment to the Lord and right into the Holy Ghost. How many know God has a plan? He has a purpose for you. And it's not just to sit in the pew. Amen. It's not just to sit in the pew. Yeah, we're praying and we're going to see revival with our prayers. But how many know we also have obligation to the Holy Ghost to listen to him? And to say, hey, you're my friend, you're my guide. I'm available, Lord. You know I'm available, Holy Spirit. Do you want to do anything? Anything else you want to do? Yeah, you see that guy over there? Why don't you go talk to him? What's wrong with you? Who knows what they might say, right? Well, I got this, I'm facing cancer. Oh, couldn't you give me a headache, Lord? You know what he wants you to do. It's already in you. Well, you know, I have had seen people healed sometimes. Would it be okay if I prayed for you? You know, I just lay my hand on you, pray for you. That'd be all right with you, sir? Sure, you know, and you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know what all he's going through. Thank you for healing him. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. There's things that you already have. Every one of you. Every one of us. Not you, but me too. All of us. Every one of us have opportunity. But we've got to be open. We've got to recognize. And we got to remember he's with us. He's in us. He's for us. He will guide us. He will lead us. He's going to use us. Now I know you're all the time being used, sister. But he's got more. He's not done yet. You're not even close to done. Amen. You got a whole lot more people coming in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So who's had opportunity recently? I'm believing God. We're going to. You don't have to lift your hand right now. It's okay. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody, but I want us to be aware. He's with you. He's with you to help you, not just in little things, yes, in big things, yes, but also to guide us and to lead us in to be a witness for God. Amen. We're not spending time with Him. He didn't come just to, you know, just to tickle our fancy and make us happy. Meet all of our needs. We're inheritors, yes. We have all that we need. We've been filled. We've been touched. Hallelujah. I know Laura, she's reaching out all the time. She's got the next one. Hallelujah. Bless her heart. She can feel good about it. But there's more, sister. Amen. Amen. There's more people. One thing, I have to give her that credit. I'm sorry, but she is. She's faithful. She's a faithful witness to the Lord. Even if she's not perfect, she's faithful. In Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Be a faithful witness. You know, sometimes we don't do everything. You know what? I've been out a witness before and I didn't do it perfectly. I messed the guy's name up one time. God still healed him. Or I forgot exactly what it was he was wanting prayer for, and I said something else, and God still healed him. Was it his knee or was it his hip? You know, and I said one or the other, and I was wrong, and God healed him anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. So know that He's with you. I'm going to start talking to Him like He's a person that lives in us and goes with us. Amen. And let's keep our eyes open and stay available to be His witnesses. Amen. Because He said we received what? Power. When the Holy Spirit came upon us so we can sit in the pew and learn a lot of things. That's important. That's not all there is. Amen. We're supposed to be changing to look like Jesus, right? Hallelujah. He came to help us. Glory to God. Everybody's looking at me. It's all right. But all of us can be a testimony. All of us are witness, not just with our action. It's all good, you know. I remember the guy that he said, well, I'm a testimony. I know that I've been here, and he'd been working at this place and with this particular fella for 20 years. And finally, one day, finally, he says, you know, I've noticed there's something different about you. He said, you have. And he thought, oh, praise the Lord, here it is. All these 20 years I've been living righteous and good before God, it's fixing to pay off. Here we go. And he said to him, he says, are you a vegetarian? That's not what he was expecting to hear. You know, there are times we have to be able to say, Lord, give me your boldness. I know you're with me, Holy Spirit, help me. Give me the words to say. Be my helper today. Talk to Him. Lord, I'm scared, Holy Spirit. Will you help me? I'm nervous. I don't know if I'm saying the right thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're my helper. You're my friend. You're with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm afraid to open my mouth. Lord, help me. But you know, if we don't ever say anything, it's all good. We should be a witness. We should be a testimony. They should see your good deeds. But you know, there comes a time we've got to say something. Amen. Sometimes I've seen some people, maybe their life wasn't all that perfect, but they said something. And they got born again anyway. And they had a bad attitude. And the person still got saved. It's not always about our perfect life. but it's about His perfect life. And He's in us, and He'll help us with all those other things. Amen? All right, let's each one reach one. Let's stand up. I know that's not a deep message tonight. Was it real deep? But how many believe He's with you? How many are going to acknowledge Him a little bit more? Down on the inside of you. Talk to Him a little more. Amen. Invite Him to go home with you tonight. Invite Him to walk with you. Go for a walk. Holy Spirit, let's go for a walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, maybe you're here tonight. You've never received the Holy Spirit. You say, well, I'd like that power from on high. Anybody at all like that tonight? I think everybody, is everybody filled? Y'all pray in tongues, everybody? Okay. If there's not anybody filled, you can be. Bring your friends that aren't. Amen. We can find some people. Glory to God. Father, we thank You for Your word tonight. We thank You for the truth. Thank You, Lord, for helping me tonight to deliver the truth, Father, the truth that You're with us, that You're in us, that You are a person, Holy Spirit, and that You will guide and lead us. Guide us the rest of this night, the rest of this day, and into tomorrow, Father. Lord, we're expecting and we're asking for divine appointments, divine visitation, for Your guidance, for Your leadership, Holy Spirit, that You'll take us by the hand and help us to possess all our inheritance, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.